It's 7:15 on the nose. It's David Tennant on the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Christian, what have you got for us on the texts this morning?
I tell you what, he's getting worryingly slick at this now. Okay, so we're doing Joy of Text, where you forward onto us on 8:12:15, the very first text that's on your phone this morning, and we go through and try and work out what's going on. There was no licking. 2!
Wow.
Chip shop?
Question mark?
Yeah.
Why
do I need to prepare it now then?
What's that in reference to?
This is nice. Bed seems funny without you.
Aww.
It got sort of used to you in the last few days.
Aww, that's so sweet.
Do we know that it's sweet though?
It is sweet.
There's another reading of that.
What is the reading?
Well, why is someone leaving that bed? Because obviously they've been there for a couple of days. Yeah. It's a time now of families and stuff like that. Is this other person? Another way to read this could be going back to their family and they've been up to no good in that bed.
Deeply cynical of you, Christian.
No, I'm just seeing the two sides, David. No, I'm just saying.
A little bit unfestered.
In fact, that's the kind of story I'd see you wanting in new dramas.
That's probably a burgeoning love story that you've turned into something.
I think
tawdry.
It was part of EastEnders' storyline last time. Did you used to watch EastEnders?
I was about to say, yeah, the text above that one is referencing last night's EastEnders. I did watch last night. It's a very good one.
Was it? What happened in the
Well,
come out?
It was the reveal as to who Kat's been messing around with. Oh, come on, half the nation was watching that. Yeah, don't look at me like that as if I'm odd.
So Shane is married to Kat?
Yes. Very powerful scene last night. He burst into the Queen Vic. You've got the three Branning brothers. Which one of them is it? Who's been messing around? Suddenly, three mobile phones on the table. One mobile phone rings. It's Kat. But which brother's she ringing? Shane picks up the phone, answers it. It's his wife.
So it's basically Deal or No Deal, is the banker.
But with phones. Yeah.
Cool.
Is that all building up to something big for Christmas Day? They always have
I think that
big
was it,
Christmas
Dave.
I think that was it.
Have they peaked too early?
They've gone early.
So a mobile going off was the big unveil.
Shane answers it. It's his wife. He turns to the three Branning brothers. You know, it's my wife.
Don't call him Shane. He's lost in character.
Alfie
picks it up.
Oh, it's really cool.
It's my wife. And obviously, which of the brothers does the phone belong
then
to?
And what did you vote now to win us? A cash prize?
Well, no, then you find out. Obviously, a lot of people would have skyplussed it from last night.
I don't think they would at 7:30. I think most of the people would be watching it.
Okay, if you didn't watch it, I'm about to say which brother it was.
Turn away, no.
It was the fat Branning brother, as the text says.
Oh, somebody's lost a bit of weight now. It's okay to say that they're chunky. And David's chair is broken with the drama of it all.
It's the one who tries to be all gangstery.
The ugliest one.
She's going worse than me.
He is, though.
Come on.
So he's just
that poor actor's just waking up at 7:18 in the morning to be told he's the fat, ugly one. He thought, oh, great, I've just had this my big
terrible
moment, my career high. Yeah. 18 million viewers tuning in across.
And chunks to yourself. You turn your back on the chunky community on Christmas. It's very sad.
Well, I say to that fat Branning brother, it's possible, you know, 5 stone in a year, you can do it.
Wow. Let's just get the travel news on and all come back nicer people. You know whose fault this is?
Who's that?
That text about the bed that set us up in a tart bath.